My name is Charlotte and I'm the CEO of eCulture, a company that is on a mission to shape the world of unbiased hiring. Welcome to the Oops Unbiased podcast. So my guest for today's episode is Florian. Florian is the head of talent at Temedica. They are a medtech company based in Germany, and they are actually also an eCulture customer. So we started working together a year ago now, and something that I always found super interesting about the conversations that Florian and I had together is Florian's approach to objectifying hiring criteria and making sure that hiring managers also stick to hiring criteria. So how can you make sure that the things you are looking for in a candidate and also the hard requirements that you set, that those are actually objective and fair, and that you also stick to them once your candidates get in? So we are going to talk about it today, and I hope you will enjoy this episode. Welcome, Florian. It's great to have you in the podcast. Finally, we spoke about it for a long time already.
Yeah. Hi, Charlotte. It's really nice to be here. To give everyone a good understanding of how we make sure that everything is properly applied, there are actually five different parameters that we need to make sure that are set in the process. So like even after applying all of these methods, like when how to tackle the biases that come up quite quickly in the first steps of a hiring process, we then at the end still need to ask ourselves and make sure that the hiring briefings fits to these parameters, that my role is measurable, that the parameters in this role are measurable, that it's based upon rational over emotions, that everything is comparable, that everything is documented and being kept track of, and most importantly, it is implemented in your recruitment process later on. And so, for example, if we had to set up a job about, let's say, a marketing manager tomorrow, and we're trying to tackling biases here as best as we can, when making things measurable, you would always try to find a common scale to agree upon. Like, I don't know, is it either a star rating or a net promoter scale or whatever that you are then holding towards your hiring managers and that they need to fill out for every role they would like to open within the company. Then the next thing you would do is you have a certain standardized way of approach for this hiring briefing in general as a structure. Here you can set, let's say, must have criteria, nice to have criteria, etc. Give examples for these criteria and also maximize the amount of requirements. So let's say our hiring managers, for example, they're only allowed to put 4 must have requirements in a job, no matter which role. And they need to do it the same way all the time. So they need to really focus on the most important parts out there and to really double down on what they already have in their team and what's truly needed. And the same thing we then do for cultural fit. So especially for the cognitive and the behavioral assessments that we are then assessing with eCulture, they're also only allowed to select from a very specific range of parameters in the end to make sure it's also comparable. So making it measurable, making it comparable. And then, and this is probably also quite important, you need to implement the hiring briefing takeaways, not only in the job description, which you're then advertising, but also into the scorecards that will help you to evaluate a candidate. So for example, what we do is we implement the objective hiring criteria by applying the same metrics in our scorecards when evaluating these candidates in interview stages. So we need to be precise, we need to be distinct and connected to what we had agreed upon in our briefings. So we give example questions with potential answers as a guidance. We make our hiring managers rate these candidates on a scale from 1 to 5. This is our case in currently. And then we are trying to, with different weightings for skills, background, motivation, etc., to level out these evaluations to a certain degree, to have a final rating in the end and then execute on its outcome. And it's always going to be an either or. So it's never going to be a soft decision making. We would always try to come up with a rating that is either positive or negative. And why do we do that? It's quite easy. When you're going away from a rationalized discussion where it's either green or red, where it's either positive or negative, these biases keep kicking back in. So what we experienced quite often before we implemented hiring criteria in the briefing, before we implemented scorecards, we had discussions with our hiring managers where they were like, yeah, but I think he was quite nice, don't you think? Like, I don't know.
No.
And we would want to try to avoid these discussions as much as we can by bringing them back to what we had agreed on in the very first hiring briefing, by telling them, hey, you said that this person should be strongly accuracy inclined. You said that this person should have a strong expertise in this field of work. They are not. Let's not move forward. And quite obviously, this creates some tension. And quite obviously, yeah. There's lots of discussions to have. But in the end, as long as you have documented your hiring briefing properly, as long as you have done your job in the very first beginning of the process properly, you again have facts to show them. You can again go back and be like, this is what we had agreed on. This is what you wanted. And this is where we now are at. And this is what also helps us when discussing with hiring managers about the best fit for the company. It's all about education, making things tangible, making things precise and distinct.
Yeah, fully agree on that one. Thanks so much, Florian, for being here today. And hope to see you soon. I hope you enjoyed it.
Yes, I enjoyed it very much. Thank you very much for having me.
Cool. Thanks so much for being here.